Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Right then, let's move on to our predictions. I asked the Discord chat as well for their thoughts on some of these, so I won't read everybody's out for every single one because it'll be the longest, most boring show of all time. But as we read ours out, guys, I'll intersperse some of the Discord chat as well. So, end of season predictions. Me, Chloe, Chris, Dan and Paul Machen sent me over his as well. So, first of all, we're going to start out with our predictions for the top six in order. I will go mine first. I've got City win the league, followed by Liverpool, Arsenal, Man United, Newcastle and Chelsea in sixth. They were mine. Chris?
Mine's exactly the same as that.
Yeah.
City, Liverpool, Arsenal, United, Newcastle and Chelsea.
I know, I am,
but I'm also a Liverpool fan who hopes that they can fucking prove me wrong each and every week. I couldn't possibly predict Liverpool for third. That's what I decided. That's kind of where it comes to. So I've done it with my heart a little bit. It was a toss up between Spurs and Chelsea, and I went Spurs, and then I changed to Chelsea, and I went back, and I've decided that Pochettino's a better manager for me in this league, and therefore I went with Chelsea.
Cool. Chloe?
I went City, Arsenal, Liverpool, United, Chelsea, Newcastle.
So far we're all there or thereabouts in terms of the teams. Dan's through the spanner in the works.
Arsenal, United, Chelsea and Villa. On the Chelsea point, I agree with Chris. I think Pochettino is a good manager. I like him. I think he suits the Premier League and he'll do a good job. But Villa, yeah, I think they ended the season so well. I think they had a really good summer as well. I think they bought really well.
Not too much to go, is it?
And literally they were like 16th when Emery came in. So yeah, I think they've had a really good summer as well. They haven't lost anyone significant yet either. So I'm kind of backing them to carry on. I think Emery did a brilliant job in Spain as well. We've seen that firsthand when we played Villarreal. So, yeah, why not?
Who misses out in yours? Newcastle?
Newcastle.
Paul isn't having Newcastle either. Paul's gone City win the league, then Arsenal, Liverpool, Chelsea come fourth, Man United fifth and Tottenham. Paul's buying the Spurs.
I couldn't put Spurs up there.
Yeah, I think Harry Kane's going. I know we'll get to that later, so I'm not having the Spurs. Bottom three, again. In fact, no, before I do that, I'll go to the Discord chat and read a couple of top six ones out. I will start with... It just says J and then three stars, whoever that is. So I apologise.
Three star J?
Of course, three star J. I think of that. City, Arsenal, Liverpool, Man United, Newcastle and Chelsea. And then Cam, City, Arsenal, Liverpool, United, Chelsea, Newcastle. Yeah, so there or thereabouts. And then Steve O'Hare finally. City, Liverpool, Arsenal, United, Brighton.
Brighton, yeah.
Come fifth in Steve O'Hare's one and then followed by
Don't see that.
Chelsea.
No.
I did mention Brighton when me and Chloe were discussing this morning, but I don't know.
I think they've lost too many.
Can you keep doing it?
It's the Europe thing as well, isn't it? How are they going to deal with Europe? But yeah, listen, they're certainly a very impressive team. Right then, let's move on to our relegated teams then. I'll kick us off. I'm going for Luton and Sheffield United. I just don't see they've done anywhere near enough to even... Sheffield United have sold their two best players, which doesn't help.
And what was his name?
They're in the process of selling Sander Berge, I think, to Burnley. Luton, I don't even think they're trying to stay up. I think they're just quite happy to take the dough and the parachute payments and take the ground. I don't think they're asked.
And then like Holmes under the hammer to them, the Premier League.
Cash in the attic. And then I've gone Wolves.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Wolves are in big trouble, Chris.
Sheffield United and Luton, and I went Nottingham Forest this time.
you think Forest are going to go this time? They haven't done enough. Mm. They are still trying to be active in the transfer market, aren't they? Again, as they often are. Who the funk are they? Chloe?
Luton, Wolves and Sheffield United. I think Wolves are in deep trouble. They've not... I mean, Raúl Jiménez, we can turn around and say he's not being brilliant and he's not of the ilk of, a brilliant Premier League striker, but they haven't sorted that out. They've got players who are in and out of form. And I think Lopetegui might just fuck off.
We'll get to him later because I think a lot of people agree. Dan,
yeah, I'm Luton. Like you alluded to that, I don't think they've got a hope and a prayer. To honestly, I think they're long gone. Fair dues from getting up. Forest, the reason I've gone Forest is because Cooper came under huge pressure, and I'll come on to this a bit later, mid-season, for like no reason. So I don't quite get what's going on there behind the scenes. I think it's a little bit unsettled. They haven't done great business, so I think they'll go. And Sheffield United, you said it, they've sold the best two players, having got promoted, nowhere near replaced them. So
Paul has gone for West Ham.
Really?
Yeah.
West Ham, Luton, Sheffield United, Paul's gone.
Well, is that if they sign Maguire?
And if we don't sign anyone, we'll be fine. But if we sign these two fucking idiots, it's a net negative.
Spending
of
the nice money well,
I'm not having that. West Ham aren't going to go down. I'm not having that at all. Sorry, Paul, but you're more than welcome to your opinion, of course. I'll read a couple of others then. Ashley Frith went for Luton, Sheffield United, Wolves. Martin, LFC, 1-2-3. Luton, Sheffield United and Bournemouth. Okay, yeah, Bournemouth.
Didn't get sacking Gary O'Neill, so it was a good shout. It's a good shout.
Yeah, absolutely. And then Gregor, Everton, Burnley, Luton. I like to cut your jib. And then Matty as
well. Burnley?
Burnley, yeah. And then Matty's gone for Sheffield United, Luton and Everton. Telling you now, right, Everton will never get relegated.
No.
They're a cockroach.
They're past it now,
they're
sadly.
A cockroach. They can't die. No, they'll survive a nuclear holocaust and be 17th. Like, they just, honestly, they are just... They are unflappable and unkillable. They'll always be shit, but they'll never die. That's what they are. Like that fucking tear, that won't flush.
I'm kind of okay with that, to be honest. As long as they don't have any joy in their lives, that's fine.
Moving on then, our top three goal scorers, obviously, in the Premier League. Listen, we all went Haaland, obviously. Haaland, Salah, and then I went Marcus Rashford as my third one. And I say that on the provider that I think Harry Kane's leaving.
Yeah.
And I think Rashford, who came fourth or fifth in last year, Ivan Toney was third, and he can't play because he likes to gamble. Harry Kane, obviously, I think he will eventually go to Bayern, and then it was a toss-up of who you think's next. There was like your Sakas, your Martinellis were thereabouts. Erdegaard, actually, was quite high up on that list. Mm-hmm. But although they've signed this new lad, I'm still going to go Rashford. So Haaland, Salah, Rashford was my 1-2-3.
Similar to mine, Haaland, Salah, I went Kane, and then I bracketed, if he's not there, Rashford.
Yep.
Haaland, Kane, if he's there, Salah.
You said, but I can't have the Kane if he's there. I need just to nail this down as well.
Well, he's not there. He's not gone yet. So it's Kane.
He scored four on the weekend, didn't he? Yeah, I've just gone Haaland, Salah, Kane. I think Kane stays and leaves for Nottingham next year.
Do you all think Salah gets more goals than Kane?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
we're better than Spurs.
I do think Jota's going to be close.
Paul wrote Haaland, Salah, Jota. In the Discord, Castiet, Haaland, Salah, Jota. So, yeah, he's there. Who else have we got in here? Let's have a look.
I don't know with Jota. Is he going to get that volume of goals?
I think
he's clinical.
I think he'll get 20
goals. Is he going to be available?
In the league?
Yeah.
I don't think he gets that volume person. He's fair not that
choice,
type
though,
of player.
Fair choice. You can get like 15 to 18.
Yeah.
That, I think the third last year was 20.
I love listening. I sing from the hilltop about Diogo Jota all day long. I think he's boss. He's the most clinical striker we've got, and I include Mohamed Salah in that. I think he's lethal in front of the goal, but he just doesn't feel like somebody's going to play the football, get the minutes, and score the volume of goals that we're talking about.
Fair enough. Yeah, I think he'll be there. I think he'll be 4th or 5th. I think he'll be thereabouts. Moving on, then a couple of you guys. Who was this one? I had one there. Cody Poole, 86. Haaland, Salah, Martinelli. Okay, interesting one. There's a new name for you. Milesy has gone Mo first, then Haaland, and then Marcus Rashford. Any one more? Let's have a little scroll until I stop on someone. I'll give you... Christian has gone for Haaland, Salah, Nunes.
Wowza.
Okay. I love what he's having.
I like you.
I am not buying the Christian Kool-Aid.
Which Nunes? Darwin.
I hope you're right. Stop laughing at our own players. I'm not buying the Christian Kool-Aid. I don't mean the whole religious stuff, although I'm not into that either. I mean actually Christians' version of events. Right then, Premier League player of the season. Me and Chris are milquetoast boring.
Yeah.
Just gone Erling Haaland again. Don't have to go too far into that. Chloe.
Kevin De Bruyne.
How can he win it? Not over Haaland, that's what I don't get. If City win everything,
I didn't want to put Haaland.
If City win everything, Haaland will have scored a billion goals again, you'd think. Well, let's get injured.
No, but.
Okay.
To be fair, Jordan Henderson won it over Sadio Mane that one season. He was incredible that season, to be fair to him. Like, but
sometimes it goes to like the Lifetime Achievement Award as well, doesn't it? Like,
this is the Premier League's version. This isn't PFA. Premier League's version, because we'll get to the young players in a minute and why people qualify. But yeah, fair enough. Listen, Kevin De Bruyne is fucking brilliant. He's got every chance of doing it.
He did the double last year, didn't he?
Yeah. Dan?
I've got Mohamed Salah. I've got him second top scorer, obviously, which will be a good amount of goals. But I think his assists, I think we're going to see them go up a notch or two as well. So I think if he ends the season with like 25 Premier League goals and 15, 20 assists, I think it'd be hard to ignore.
Yeah, fair enough. Who else have we got in here? Castietta agrees with you. He's gone for Kevin De Bruyne. Trent from J Free Stars. Trent Alexander-Arnold for him.
Even consider Trent, you know. No,
Cam has gone for Trent as well. There's another one for Trent. Theo here went for Haaland. Like us, milquetoast. So is Ashley Haaland. Yeah, Martin Haaland. Yeah, a lot of people are doing the same thing. Moving on then, young player of the year. Now, bear in mind, this is the Premier League's version. So you've got to be 23 or under. I'm the only one who's picked Haaland. Are you just like, fucking, I don't get it.
I want to be different.
Not going to get both. Can't get both.
He literally just did it.
I know, yeah, but not again.
No, he can't.
You can't keep giving him both.
I think this is the last time he can get both. Haaland is the odds on
for. Plus, I haven't got him as my winner in the main one, so I couldn't.
Yeah, Erling Haaland has a disappointing season in Dan's eyes. He finishes top scorer in the league and doesn't win an individual award.
Yeah.
Okay. You're hedging your bets, fair enough. Chris, you've gone Saka?
Yeah, back in Saka.
You're a big fan, aren't you?
I think he's boss. I think he's boss. And I think he can win it even if Haaland wins player of the season. Because I'm like Dan, I don't think you can win them both 2 years on the bounce.
Chloe?
What I wanted to go was Saka, but what I did go for was Jacob Ramsey.
Why?
He's really good.
I like him.
I just wanted to be
a little bit different. It'd be boring to just say Haaland and Saka again, which I did want to. And also, if we're going by Dan's predictions of them finishing sixth, you'll have a good season.
Okay. Dan?
I really like Ramsey, but I've gone Bukayo Saka. Similar to Masala, sort of Fred in terms of, I think he'll get a good number of goals and assists in what will be another Arsenal side to be reckoned with. So yeah, Saka.
I apologise, I forgot to read Paul's out before. Paul's player of the year was Declan Rice. Premier League player of the year, and his young player of the year is Phil Foden. Yeah, both really good players.
Is he still 23?
Just, yeah. I think so.
I mean, he hardly played last season.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he's if a City player wins it, then I'm guessing it would probably end up being Haaland, unfortunately, was my guess.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Right then, next.
And he is 23, yeah?
Yeah, he's 23.
Wow.
I know.
Still
first manager to leave or be sacked. I'll just be honest with you now. We all went for Lopetegui, except Dan, who's gone for Steve Cooper.
Steve Cooper, correct, yeah. Why? Similar to what I said before, he nearly lost a job when Nottingham was playing well. Yeah, Nottingham obviously just got promoted out of nowhere under Steve Cooper. He was looking like he was going to keep him up, and then they nearly sacked him. So I just think there's some sort of weird stuff going on in the background.
I wouldn't be shocked if Lopetegui leaves this week.
Well, that's the problem, yeah. And the links with David Moyes going as well.
I think he's pissed off, Lopetegui.
They've not done anything.
Well, they can't. It's the FFP stuff, isn't it? Killing
them over. That's why I put them down.
Yeah, same.
It's obviously a tapping, but I think if Favre's got off to a bad start, I think Steve Cooper could be on the chopping block quite quickly as well.
Going back to, I apologise, didn't read some young players dead quick. Lavia was one who Ashley picked. Martin picked Trent. I think Trent might be too old now.
He's 24.
Yeah. We had Foden from M. Gregor. We had Szoboszlai from Matty. First manager sacked then, loads of Lopetegui. Yeah. Steo here saying Lopetegui as well. Actually, an interesting one. Is it Areola
in
Bournemouth. He actually put in brackets Bournemouth's manager,
yeah,
which helped me because I didn't know who that was. Who else have we got here? Marco Silva says Matty. I could see him walking. If they sold Mitrovic and Willian, he's gone, fuck it, I'll just go to Saudi Arabia again. So maybe that's what the thinking is there. Yeah, Cody Poole's gone for Lopetegui as well. Champions League finalists then. For some reason,
should be a good game.
I had Real Madrid versus Real Madrid on my document. It was meant to say Real Madrid versus Manchester City. And again, you're predicting draws and you're predicting outcomes of group stages and blah, yada, yada. But yeah. I've gone Real Madrid, Man City. Mm-hmm. I think we're at age now where Man City might win a couple of these in the next few years, Chris.
Yeah, City are going to get there, I think. And a surprising toss-up between Bayern Munich and Barcelona for me. Uh-huh. And I went with Bayern Munich in the end, obviously, if he signed Kane.
Yeah, that's what I did. I said City, Real Madrid, but if Bayern get Kane, then City, Bayern.
Yeah, I just bore off Man City. fed up of him, like. I went, what did I go? PSG, Real Madrid, I think of a banker. Absolutely no-brainer for this, personally. Unfortunately, Man City might be as well, but I think I'm going to go for a bit of a shock. Man City revert to type in Europe and get knocked out for no reason by somebody she's never got knocked out by.
So are they in the Europa League final?
No, they're not that early. Right. Thankfully, this is sort of last 16 stages. And PSG to get their house in order in the next 2 weeks. And Mbappe stays, Neymar stays, they just signed Gonzalo Ramos, and everything's fine.
Yeah, I disagree with that wholeheartedly. They're a fucking shambles at the minute. Man City versus Real Madrid is what Paul went for, by the way, for anyone who is interested in that one. Milesy has gone for Bayern versus Real Madrid. He's bored off of Manchester City, of course, as well. Barca Madrid has gone Cody Poole and El Clasico.
Like that. Love that.
Champions League final would be fucking awesome. Imagine the view. Do you think that'd be the most watched footy game ever?
No.
If there was a Clasico,
I'll tell you what.
Champions League, that must be up there.
Yeah. Okay. It would be.
That'd be crazy.
It's the biggest game in the world, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the biggest game in the world.
He's probably moved that to China or something.
The biggest game in the world,
Yeah.
Who else have we got? City Bayern, that was from Matty. Bayern versus Madrid from M. Gregor as well. Madrid versus Bayern is quite a popular one. Martin said that one as well. Ashley has gone City versus Arsenal. Got Arsenal
into
the Champions League final. Steve went for Madrid versus Man City as well. Yeah, there's a lot of love for a couple of teams there in particular. Right then, Europa League finalists. I can't believe we're fucking talking about this dead ass competition. Nice one, Liverpool.
You've got to do a feckin' reaction show to the draw.
I've gone Liverpool v Porto. I've got Porto dropping out the Champions League in the group stages and get into the final. Liverpool v Porto for all time's sake. We can beat them 5-0 again. Chris?
I've gone Liverpool versus, and this is where I decided not to be milquetoast anymore, Arsenal.
Out the
Champions League and get to Europa League final against Liverpool in Dublin.
Cool. Liverpool.
Good final, that, by the way.
Great final.
Yeah, it would be.
Liverpool v Newcastle.
Ooh. So you got them getting knocked out.
Yeah.
Has anyone gone for a team that was actually
In the Europa League.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, by Leverkusen. Okay. Liverpool by Leverkusen.
There's Xabi Alonso.
The romantic in me is Xabi Alonso reunion, yeah, in Dublin. Just it's all, it just sounds wonderful.
Paul's gone for a Brighton. Mm. Liverpool v Brighton.
I don't want anything to do with that.
Did he do these predictions when he was pissed?
I don't want anything to do with that final. That's a horrible final. Brighton is so good.
Let's have a little look. Liverpool v Seville, says Kai. No, 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 we don't want that. We do not want that. How are we going to get
knocked out, wouldn't they?
Yeah, of course. That's what happens to Seville. They win the Europa League, they get knocked out in the Champions League, and then they win the Europa League again. Ad nauseum. Yeah. Oh, they hate that. Them and Real Madrid. I bet Real Madrid end up in this somehow and we end up playing them somewhere.
Sevilla is in like the third division of Spanish football now, but they are still stuck in this honestly. Champions League, you know,
Philly. Years ago in the Championship playing on the first.
Honestly, I'd rather play Man City. I don't want Sevilla in this competition. It's like it's like fucking Popeye's spinach. The second aid in the Europa League, they just fucking muscles like this.
You've got our trophy there, lads. Do you mind?
Let's have a little look what else we've got here as well. Europa League fans, Liverpool and Brighton, says Cam. Liverpool v Roma, says Steve. Yeah. Liverpool v Ajax, says Martin.
Love that.
Again. I reckon Liverpool versus Seville. That's what, Gregor, who else have we got here? There's a lot of Seville love, obviously. Liverpool v Real Madrid, says Matty. Fuck off, Matty.
Leave me alone.
Yeah, no, we can't. Please don't knock that. They can't knock out of Europe again in a different competition. Right, then moving on, and this may be the more fun of the conversation so far. Dan, I'll start with you on this one. Okay. What is your mad, weird, and this is Paul's category, mad, weird, or other prediction? Simple as.
Yeah, well, I got me to other with this. I think it's a bit of a surprise. I've gone Eddie Howe, and I had to include Jason Tindall because obviously he's the main man at Newcastle. They're not going to make it till Christmas at Newcastle because I think... Sort of alludes.
So they won't complete the full calendar of photographs.
No,
sad.
No, they won't actually get the full. And Jason Tindall will be particularly disappointed with
that.
He's
a fucking bellend.
He is a bad bellend. You're right. It kind of ties in with me saying they won't make top six. I think the Champions League football being added to their schedule. I think the expectations and the weight there are we're going to get a bit too much for them. Slightly dodgy start potentially, and I think what the owners want, even though they're not exactly reflected in the transfer window, they're not spending the money I expected them to. I mean, they're still going to have aspirations of, oh, we'll just be in the top four now. And when they're not, I think they're in for a shock. So I think Eddie Howe and Tindall might get the bullet.
Cool. I went for Aston Villa in the conference.
And that's a great shout.
Yeah.
Unai Emery in Europe.
He's boss of the Sevilla.
West Ham won it, and they're better than... I think Villa could be better than West Ham.
Oh, miles
better.
Yeah, so I've gone Aston Villa in the conference. I don't even know if that's that mad. Aston Villa, Unai Emery gets another European trophy. I'd be in the genius it is. We couldn't have this show without more of an Unai Emery loving. It happens every single time, and there's more of it, Chris.
I think Liverpool are going to be the top scorers in the league. I said that on the podcast, and I think it's going to be mad how many goals we score this season.
Like
I think,
100?
What did City got about 90 odd last year? I think 100 goals. Yeah, go ahead, 100 goals.
Liverpool scored 100 Premier League goals. That's great. I love that prediction. Chloe?
I went with something that contradicts the fact that I've put them in the top six, but I reckon Pochettino won't last 6 months if nothing goes to plan in the first couple of weeks.
It would be very unlike Chelsea to sack him. Mm-hmm. No, it wouldn't. It would be exactly like Chelsea. So, yeah, right. Paul's gone Steven Gerrard won't finish the season as Etifax manager. I don't know when the season is.
Know what that means.
that wouldn't be a shock, I suppose. MP Daniels. Darwin will have zero headbutts this year, and Jürgen Klopp will a chair shot on a football official. Did you see a video the other day of those people fighting on the bay in America? Like, I think it was in Alabama, and someone literally chair shot at someone during a real fight. It was like WWE. It was brilliant. I mean, it was assault, but it was funny.
There's going to be so many red cards, by the way, this season.
Castiet, Ten Hag comes under pressure and almost walks. You've got to be walks on that one. J3 stars, our mate again. This season we'll have a record number of 90 plus minute winners. Yeah, obviously with the new
rule,
100 minute winners.
Newcastle could have an average of 15 minutes at a time every game.
Yeah, quite possibly
over the course of the season.
Yeah. I'm gonna go for late. I'm gonna Google now see if I can find it. The latest ever winner in Premier League.
It's about to get broken.
I was about to say that could break, couldn't it? Later, I'll see if I can find it in a moment.
Nick Pope picking the ball out of his net in the 145th minute.
Let's have a little look.
What did you think?
Steo here goes, one or more bald mank refs will fuck Liverpool over in some
good
way.
Good start on Sunday. We've got Andy Taylor on Sunday.
Yeah, right.
I mean, that's a banker. I'm not sure that's...
Ashley has gone for one. Arsenal win the Champions League?
No, they don't do that.
Martin, Newcastle get to the Champions League semi-finals?
Absolutely
oh,
not.
No.
Not having that one? Okay.
Absolutely
M. Gregor, Newcastle sign Neymar before the window closes?
No.
Don't see that one happening.
Actually, I don't think, like, I'm not as outright now on that as the other two.
That's more plausible than Champions League semi-final.
Yeah.
Comfortably. That's got Mourinho.
So he wants to go to Barcelona, but he'll settle for Newcastle United.
And money, yeah.
And the dough. As long as he gets his sister's birthday off every year, he's not asked.
Yeah.
I might be wrong, but the list I found on Google says Dirk Kuyt's 101st minute goal against Arsenal was the latest Premier League ever goal.
In terms of extra time.
I might be wrong.
Okay.
Bruno Fernandes once scored after the final whistle.
I remember that against Brighton.
Oh my God, yeah.
I remember that.
And Juan Mata scored in the 100th minute of a game once.
A whistle gone before he gave the
penalty. Doing the change room?
Yeah, they were on the way off the pitch. Yeah. That's fine. Dirk Kuyt, apparently, I reckon that could be broken. I wouldn't be shocked if that was broken.
What
this
do you
year.
Think of it, then? Like, I was watching the championship started, and every slight kick of a ball away was a yellow. And I'm pretty sure the lad who got red carded in the Ipswich game, I'm not having that he was getting a second yellow for his challenge. When he booted the ball away, that's when the ref went to his pocket.
Well, don't do it.
Was it Sunderland?
Yeah. Well, don't do
was it
then.
In the Ipswich game? Or?
It was Sunderland against Ipswich, yeah.
Don't do it. Like, don't be a fucking...
No, but what do you think
I'm
of
fine
it?
With that.
You sound?
Yeah, if you don't time waste. It's the biggest bugbear in my whole football watching experience is time wasting, so yeah, get on with it. But that's what will happen is...
It'll be a thing for 6 months, everyone will stop time
wasting.
Yeah,
that's the thing.
Exactly. Yeah. What will happen is the games will be so long, everyone will be pissed off at it, that they'll stop time wasting, and then eventually it'll
go What I don't understand from it all is players and the general public, if Iran is the example, but the general public now coming out and saying, well, you're demanding too much. Well, you're not, because you're not playing for 100 odd minutes, because you're stopping in periods.
All we're demanding is that you play football.
Yeah.
Is that the period we're trying to eliminate? Yeah. We've all paid for.
What you're eliminating is the fact that when you're stood around waiting, so you're not exactly exerting yourself there, because Guardiola's moaning about it as well. People are missing the point on it, is what I'm trying to say. They're missing it entirely.
Do you want a couple more mad predictions?
Yeah.
Cody Poole, Newcastle do better in the Champions League than they do in the Premier League.
Okay.
We've got, who's this one? Matty. Everton have more managers than they do home Premier League wins.
That's not that mad, is it?
But I also don't think it's going to happen.
Dice won't go anywhere.
I think he'll be fine this season.
Dice is solid.
Let's have a little look. My mad prediction is that I'm going to be different than everyone else, and I'm having faith in Luton staying up. So he's gone Luton. Luton finished 17th and stay up.
Wow.
That was Milesy's. That might be the most boldest one. That
I think it is.
That might be more than Neymar to Newcastle, I think.
No, it is.
I think there's a chance they're the worst ever Premier League team.
Derby County,
the worst.
I think they might.
Is that 8 points they got or something?
I feel like it was 11 off the top of my head, but it might
lowest points.
I might be making that up.
It was Derby.
Definitely Derby. Derby. I think it was 11.
Paul Jewell's Derby in the end, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, 11, yeah.
Oh, I'll tell you what. Yeah. See you later.
Shocking that, innit?
And that's it. So yeah, they are our predictions. Like I say, guys, do use the socials, use the comments below, all that kind of stuff. Let us know your predictions. Let us know your answers for each of those categories as well.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.